It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Other people can make things really challenging. You know, sometimes you get a response that you weren't expecting. Sometimes people lash out, or they have strong opinions, or they're judging what you're doing. Sometimes they're angry. Sometimes they're really sad or upset with you. And that can be really, really disheartening, especially if you don't fully understand what the situation is all about. What's typically happening, though, and especially when it's out of character for someone, is this is a pretty sure sign that they're experiencing something within themselves. They're going through a hard time. They are upset about something in their life. They're frustrated about an aspect of their life. And a lot of times, honestly, this happens to the people closest to us. It's easy to lash out on somebody. When's the last time that you were just really frustrated because of your day and you went home and you flipped out on your husband or your wife? The thing is, it doesn't always happen just within your walls. Sometimes it can happen from your community, from your neighbors, from fellow business people, and sometimes you're the one doing it. What we're talking about is called projection, and that is taking one's own feelings and pushing it onto someone else because of an insecurity, a challenge, or a situation happening within their own lives. Projection comes out in so many ways, and a lot of times it comes out through anger, resentment, and criticism. Have you ever had that person that just keeps running their mouth about you? They keep telling tales and spreading rumors and giving you that special look, you know the one. Maybe they're just always pissed off at you and you don't understand why, because nothing has ever happened to get you to that situation. Well, maybe it's boiling down to projection. Because maybe this person actually wants to be a little bit more like you. Maybe there's something in your life that they aspire for. But instead of leaning in and talking to you and really just understanding how you can be a mentor for them, they get pissed off and they project their shit on you. This week, I want you to take your power back by starting to understand and recognize projection. Projection can leave you feeling completely dismantled. And in the same respect, if you're the one projecting your emotions on someone, you may not be realizing right now in this moment the impact that that has on that person. Think of the last time that somebody freaked out on you. You go back and you start questioning, did I say something wrong? Did I mess something up? Oh my gosh, maybe I ignored them. Maybe I didn't do something right. And that could easily snowball into, well, this is how I am, and how many other people am I upsetting? Maybe I need to adjust who I am as a person. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I need to be better in some area of my life. And this becomes a really, really slippery slope. But when you recognize projection, you can hold a space for people to let out what they need to without having to absorb it yourself. The world actually becomes much more clear and much brighter when you realize how many people are projecting on a day-to-day basis. So many people are walking around on autopilot, tired, frustrated, doing the same old routine, and they become bitter and angry and resentful. And sometimes it just honestly happens. A bad day happens, a traumatic event in someone's life rocks their world, and whatever they're feeling sometimes comes out at you. Whether it's intended to or not, we'll never know. But most of the time, it's really just a reflection of what's happening on the inside. So how do you recognize projection? I want you to start with yourself first and ask yourself this. Am I observing the situation accurately, or am I projecting how I feel onto what's happening? Are you projecting your feelings about a situation, whether it's that one or something else that has already occurred? You have to first recognize it within yourself to be able to recognize it within other people. Once you can recognize it for yourself, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb within other people. If people are pushing anger or resentment or criticism or exploded emotions, whether happy, sad, angry, or any of the emotions on the spectrum, this is a pretty sure sign that there's projection happening, especially when it's coming out of nowhere and it's out of character for that person in your life. Here's three ways that you can take your power back. First, I want you to recognize it, acknowledge it, see what it is, like, hey, I see what's happening, and then let that person have the space that they need, or be willing to stand up and say, this is not for me. I will not allow you to speak to me like this. I will not allow you to come at me in this manner. Second, I want you to return it. That shit is not yours. It's called projection for a reason. It's coming out of their mouth at you, but that doesn't mean it's for you. Everyone's opinion of you is not yours. It's theirs, and they are entitled to have whatever thought, feeling, and opinion it is that they have, because they too are a human. But that doesn't mean that you have to accept it. And then I want you to refuse it. So after the situation has died down, after you've got home, after you're laying in bed, that's where some of that kind of brain ninja stuff kicks in. And I want you to really refuse it by saying, that was not for me. I'm sorry that they are experiencing something in their life, but what they said to me is unfair and it's untrue. And I refuse to absorb that and make that part of my story. This is an exercise that you're going to find yourself having to do on a regular basis. It's just part of human interaction. But when you can gain control, understand projection, and return the things that don't belong to you, there's so much more peace and capacity that comes back into your life. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast as we talk about how to simplify your life. Yes, it's possible, but it all starts with your decisions. For a look into previous episodes or for more gutsy insight on life and business, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at ThatLauraAura. And until then, stay gutsy.